Welcome, welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life. I am your host, Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it is Friday, October 22nd, 2021. And well, it is the calm before the storm. It is the final weekend before Halloween weekend. I know we've been talking a lot about Halloween here on the podcast, but here, like I said, at my house, man, Halloween is a big deal. We love Halloween, love everything themed about Halloween, all that good stuff. So make sure you go out, get your candy, get your things ready, get your decorations up, because you got 1 week now as we go into next weekend's big Halloween weekend. But a little shorter side of the show here today, guys. Not a ton to talk about. So I got a couple fun things here, and they're all kind of related to Sony. If you were kind of on the internet yesterday, you probably saw the new trailer for Sony's upcoming movie, Uncharted. Of course, this is I'm not going to say a highly anticipated film. I mean, I think a lot of people were interested in what this movie would end up being. And, you know, a little bit skeptical as well for those who have played the video games. I mean, any movie adaptation of a video game is always a little bit weird, right? Kind of with the history of video game movies. I mean, obviously movies like Resident Evil have done very well. I mean, they literally created a whole franchise for those, even though, of course, the video games are a franchise. Those movies created fans for just those movies. You know, you didn't have to be a fan of those video games to check them out, right, and to get into them. Well, I will tell you, after watching this first trailer, I'm feeling pretty good about it. You know, I think Tom Holland as a very young, kind of street smart Nathan Drake is very cool. You know, obviously appears to be much younger than Nathan Drake in the video games. And if you play the video games, you know, I would put probably Tom Holland what appears at least about 10 years younger. I mean, I don't know really in the story of Uncharted how old Nathan Drake is supposed to be at that point. But Mark Wahlberg as Sully, a young Sully, I mean, clearly 20 years younger than the Sully you play as in the movie or in the video games. But everything I saw from this trailer looks like they're probably set to create a hit franchise on their hands. I mean, I talked about here how us and our family, we love National Treasure, those movies. We love just anything kind of like that, those adventure movies. You know, the Tomb Raider films are obviously one that comes to mind, and there's going to be a lot of comparisons, I think, to those movies for people that maybe have never played the video games. But I think when you put the star power of Tom Holland, you know, just how popular he's become with playing Peter Parker, Spider-Man in the MCU, and you put, I'm not going to say it's the same character, but when you see some of these action scenes, like, you know, the crates falling out of the plane, and you see Tom Holland jumping up these crates and you know, kind of climbing back up into the airplane, I immediately just had thoughts of him as Peter Parker. That would be a scene right out of an MCU movie, right? I mean, I was just waiting for him to shoot his webbing to pull himself back on the plane. And I think a lot of fans are going to kind of easily transition to him playing a character like that, who is always in peril, is, you know, I mean, you think of Nathan Drake and Peter Parker just in them in any action scene. If you play the video games, as Nathan Drake, you're constantly commenting he's constantly commenting and talking out loud. And, you know, that is exactly what Peter Parker does, right? Spider-Man with all his quips and all his, you know, just comments that he's always giving. This is definitely a role that I think Tom Holland was built for. You know, at first it was like, really, Tom Holland? Like, is that's who we're going to go with here? I mean, you know, people have always for years wanted it to be Nathan Fillion, because I mean, even the character of Nathan Drake, the likeness is pretty remarkable. But after watching this trailer and where the series franchise could potentially go, I think Tom Holland would be a great pick for it. You know, some of the other actors in here that we saw, you know, I'm just kind of going through it. I mean, Antonio Banderas seems to be playing kind of the villain. I mean, I think he's going to be great. You know, Antonio Banderas and whatever he does when he's kind of in that villain role is awesome. Sophia Ali is in it as well, which is pretty cool. I thought it was interesting that they actually reference Nathan Drake's brother as well, because I don't think we really got that until Uncharted 4, right? Is that when we kind of had the introduction of his brother? So I thought that was kind of interesting too. They're going to kind of introduce that early on. And you know, that makes sense. I mean, kind of where that story goes by 4, I think it's good to kind of get him in. Now, one thing too, if you noticed, Well, number one, it is set to come out February 18th, 2022. And I think somewhere within there, it said exclusively in theaters. You know, you think about kind of that video game exclusivity tagline you see in so many video games that come out, or even especially Sony games kind of in the top corner, exclusively on PlayStation, you know, hitting the theater. So this is not going to be a streaming service movie or anything like that. It's going to go right to the movie theater, which, of course, you know, understandable. I mean, by that point, hopefully February will be good to go. And hey, look at the success. I mean, some movies have been having now. I mean, just recently, Halloween Kills. Well, I take that back, because Halloween Kills was on Peacock. But I mean, it made a decent amount of money in theaters for what a horror movie like that would make, not being in the pandemic and kind of just movies coming back. So I think, you know, putting it in the theater is probably the right thing to do. In February, you know, this to me, when you see the trailer, it almost seems like it would be somewhat of a summer blockbuster. But they're kicking it off in February, so not too far away either. Only, we're almost about 4 months away. So that's pretty exciting. Man, I'm looking forward to it. It's definitely a movie I want to see. And like I said, I think our family kind of being into these action treasure movies, I think it's kind of fall right in line now. Finally here on the show, speaking of exclusivity and Sony, I mentioned this at the end of yesterday's show, more games, or more importantly, one huge game coming to PC from the Sony side of things, and that is Sony's God of War. That's right, 2018's God of War is jumping to the PC, which, man, like, that game is going to just look incredible. I mean, it's promising, you know, higher fidelity graphics, 4K resolutions, ultra-wide display, unlocked frame rates. They're even saying kind of higher resolution shadows, improved screen space reflection. I mean, that game is going to just... And I mean, it already looked amazing. When you play it on a PS5 now with the higher frame rate, it looks amazing. What is this thing going to look like on the PC? I can't even imagine what it's going to look like. And here's Sony Monica studio head. This is the community manager, Grace Orliday. She had to say, "We're thrilled to announce that God of War 2018 will be coming to PC on January 14th, 2022. All of us at Santa Monica Studio have been humbled by the immense amount of support and passions fans of God of War, of the God of War series, have shown in the latest chapter of Kratos' story since its release. As of August 2021, 19.5 million copies of God of War on PlayStation 4 have been sold through, and we can't wait to share that experience with a whole new group of players on PC." Now, obviously, this was met with backlash from some people, which I don't want to say I don't understand this, because I kind of get where they're coming from. Some people are adamant on the Sony side of things that these games should not jump to the PC because of what I just said, that exclusivity tagline on the box. That, no, it's exclusive on PlayStation. And, oh, man, I bought a PlayStation to play these exclusive games. Get out of here. You bought a PlayStation because of just all the other games on there as well. Sure, that was the only place to play those games, but guess what? You wouldn't have played God of War back in 2018. You would have been playing it now on PC and been left out if you didn't buy a PlayStation. Just, that's me is crazy. The more people the merrier to play these games, the more people that buy these games, I mean, that they'll make more of these games probably even in a quicker timeline because they can hire more people to help them make them. I mean, there's a whole argument for these games being put over on these other platforms and broadening your audience, your player base. So I don't know, super exciting. I mean, there's other games, of course, that have been announced coming to the PC. Let's see, they also announced a couple of months ago, Uncharted 4 is going to be making the jump, which I think is a cool thing. So, you know, having these games over on PC, it's not a bad thing, I think, to get these PlayStation games over there and for, you know, more people to play them. I mean, it's great. And, you know, unfortunately, I'm not going to have the rig to be able to run this thing on a PC. And, I mean, the PlayStation 5 version, I think, is about, well, it's not really the PlayStation 5 version. It's the PS4 version running on a PS5. That's probably about the best I can do, and probably will see this game. But if you have a higher-end PC, and maybe if you haven't played God of War, this is going to be your time. Jump in January, because the game is amazing. Such a fantastic game. But all right, well, that's going to do it for me here today, guys, on the show. Don't forget, you can always email me, theenthuselife@gmail.com. You can always hit me up on Twitter at Marturk, MarkTurc. And have a great weekend. And until Monday, we'll catch you next time.